The Institute treats over 100 people a day, with patients travelling afar from Bangladesh, Afghanistan and across Bengal. The man who set the hospital up is Professor Robin Sengupta, and I met him at his first workplace in a fruit stall in a bustling bazaar.
When I was 9, 10 years old, I did not have the means to go to the school. Our economic condition was so low that we had to find ourselves to try to make ends meet. My mother was struggling, and we thought that we shall have to do a little bit our bits. So I had a market in the market, just like him. I used to sell fruits. Come here. Just.
What's your name? My name is Mohammad Nasimuddin.
And so I was just like one of him. And of course, I was much younger than him because I was only 9, 10 years old. And then as soon as I got the opportunity, I moved upward. And then I went to school, and school to college, and college to the rest of the history. But in the beginning, this is what I had to do.
All right. And how much do you earn each week?
Achha, din mein, abhi kitna rupiya milta hai tumko?
4,000.
So his own income is 500 or 600 rupees per day, which is a very meager salary.
Would he be able to visit the hospital that you've set up?
Yeah, he will be able to visit. Got a 20% very, very low cost treatment. And those who are extremely neighbor and poor, we give a free service, free consultation, free many things once a month. And that is due. And then whenever they come, they have got a very subsidized attention.
Has your experience of working, selling fruit when you were very young, has that made you build a hospital that then these people can now afford to go to?
Well, I was very ambitious and I wanted to be somebody. And then when my childhood was such that I can't forget these guys. So this is the thing. So I want to do something great, but at the same time not forgetting these guys. Okay.
And we'll continue to follow Robin's journey later in the show. But first, to find out more about his early years, I met his childhood friend.
My name is Tushar Kanti Chakraborty. Dr. Sengupta and myself, we both of us hail from same village of Bangladesh. His father was a homeopathic doctor, but not so well-to-do person. That's why during his childhood, I saw him selling banana and green vegetables in a local market. Since his father was not a well-to-do person, he was unable to give proper education, even bare clothing to his children. He used to come to school barefooted, no shirt. He was not in a position to pay 6 anna school fee for his education. He could not attend school regularly. What he would do, he used to collect school notes for other classmates. To sustain his livelihood, at that time, he started tuition, small boys, just to earn his livelihood. He was good in all subjects. So the thing is, his ambition was to be a doctor and to make a hospital like this. That's why he got himself admitted in a medical college.
So even when he was very young, he had a vision that he would build a hospital.
It was his dream to make a super specialist hospital. It was his ambition from his childhood to be a doctor and to make a hospital to serve the people, poor people of our country.
Thanks to Tushang Kandi Jog Riputi.